This is Radio Superior 1954, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the evening Gather Round show.
Come on in and gather around, campers. Tim Michaels here, lighting the campfire. It's Wednesday, May 12, 1954. Lou Martin's got the campfire stories. We have a new feature by Cinto Westman called Just Between Us. And here's my favorite thing today. Colonel Raffley has apparently lost a bet to Harriet, and he'll be doing the community news so she can get the day off.
I mean, how hard can it be doing community news?
I'm afraid we're going to find out.
I thought real men didn't do community news.
Yeah, I thought real men didn't lose bets to women, but I did, so go figure.
I prefer Harriet.
Well, that's a relief.
What was the bet anyway?
No, I'm not telling. No way, no how, and I swore Harriet to secrecy.
You swore at Harriet?
We devil dogs and doughboys at WW1 might be tough and rough, but we don't cuss around the lady.
Foreman and Clark is picking up the light bill today. They've got champion suits, single and double-breasted models for just $40. Foreman and Clark at 305 and a half West 1st Street in downtown Duluth. Your turn at the campfire, Lou.
The live television Army McCarthy Senate hearings continue. U.S. wants an atomic cannon in Germany, and Indochina wants freedom from France. We begin our world news roundup from the nation's capital.
This is Washington. Jack Bell here. Army Counselor John G. Adams testified today he took more abuse from Roy Cohn than anyone in connection with efforts by Cohn to win special treatment for Private David Shine. Adams was on the witness stand for all of the morning session of the 15th day of Senate subcommittee hearings. This is a bristling dispute between military officials and Republican Senator Joseph McCarthy of Wisconsin. The Army contends that the senator used improper pressure to get favored treatment for Shine. Shine is a former McCarthy subcommittee consultant and son of a wealthy New York City family who was drafted into the Army. Cohn is chief counsel for the McCarthy subcommittee. McCarthy countercharged that the Army sought to use Shine as a hostage to blackmail the subcommittee into dropping its search for communists in the Army. Adams recounted a visit by McCarthy and Cohn to the Army radar laboratories at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey on October 20, 1953, when Cohn was excluded from several secret installations. He says Cohn was extremely upset over this and declared, quote, "This is war." He said the 27-year-old Cohn exploded at being barred. Adams said, quote, "He said, they let communists into this place, but they keep me out. I've got security clearance to go anywhere in the world." This is Jack Bell, Associated Press.
This is Drew Pearson with the Washington Merry-Go-Round. The average person watching perspiring Carl Mundt of South Dakota preside over the McCarthy investigation doesn't realize some of the problems Mundt faces. His wife, Mary Mundt, is an ardent McCarthyite. She belongs to the little group, including Jean Kerr McCarthy and Bazzie McCormick Tankersley, niece of the Chicago Tribune McCormick, who helped plan Joe's moves. Mundt is not that close to the group. Joe tipped Mundt off about a year ago to a good stock deal in Texas when Gulf Sulphur did some amalgamating. Big Texas oil man and McCarthy friend Clint Murchison tipped Joe off. Mundt admitted to newsmen that he bought more than 200 shares. On the other hand, Mundt has reason to be friendly to the Army side. Army Counsel John G. Adams is a South Dakota Republican, and Mundt must run for re-election in November. Once an official of the Young Republicans, Adams also worked for South Dakota Senator Chan Gurney, then went into the Defense Department. He can't be accused of communist leanings and is smarter than Army Secretary Stevens. Adams is one witness McCarthy and Everett Dirksen would have preferred to keep off the stand. With the Washington Merry-Go-Round, this is Drew Pearson.
This is Dean Kallenbeck, United Press. Democratic Senator McClellan of Arkansas, a member of the McCarthy Army Investigating Subcommittee, has received the following letter from Cincinnati. Mr. Senator McClellan, just when do you think you could stop these hearings? My husband has given up his job, just sits and watches those hearings all day, doesn't work anymore. Being a Democrat, he has laughed so much that he has become ill, and I don't think he's able to go back to work even if it was over. He claims this is the biggest mess he has ever seen in Washington. The only time my husband stops laughing is when McCarthy starts to grunt and hold up his hand and ask for a point of order. My husband isn't sure just what McCarthy wants. Can you explain? Signed, a taxpayer. In D.C., this is Dean Kallenbach, United Press.
This is Stan Turner in Mainz, Germany. German officials report today that the U.S. Army has asked permission to set up a testing range for an atomic cannon in the French zone of Germany. Officials of the state of Rhineland-Palatinate say the Army plans to use the range 5 days out of every month. A public information officer at Army headquarters in Heidelberg refused comment on the report. The atomic cannon is 280 millimeter and fires both conventional and atomic shells as far as 20 miles. The Army has announced it now has 30 of the cannons in West Germany, and some have been fired in practice with conventional shells. The German official says a decision has not been made on whether to grant the Army request. The range would be located near the town of Hutchenhausen, and Mayor Julius Rube has already protested. He says his area of West Germany has already given up enough land for military purposes. In Mainz, Germany, this is Stan Turner reporting.
This is James Marlowe in Washington. The United States is in a jam in Indochina. Part of it, or all of it, may fall to the communists. Unless the Western world can find a way to prevent it, all Southeast Asia may go the same way. This country now is talking of forming a military alliance in the Pacific to save Indochina. In planning for this, the United States must consider a question. Should the three states of Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia be brought into the alliance? Asked about it at a news conference yesterday, President Eisenhower said, "No nation can be saved to the free world unless it wants to be saved. Freedom, by its very definition, cannot be possessed by someone who doesn't want it. So unless those states are enthusiastic parties to such an arrangement, then the alliance would have no right to interfere with them." But that's the whole point in Indochina. It's at the root of the disaster the free world faces there. The people of Vietnam have wanted their independence from the French, who have held Indochina as a colony for almost 100 years. Veteran Associated Press reporter Larry Allen has covered that area for years. He sent back from Hanoi a story on the attitude of the Vietnamese. Quote, "In this war refugee-swollen city of more than 500,000, the people seem to be unconcerned whether the Viet Minh or the French are winning or can win. In addition, a majority of the Vietnamese have deep-seated sympathy for Ho Chi Minh, the communist leader of the Viet Minh, because he promises them independence." End quote. In Washington, this is James Marlowe, AP.
Clark Gable, who has spent most of his career as an actor at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios, now has a contract with 20th Century Fox. Fox production head Daryl F. Zenick says the star's first role will be in a Western, The Tall Men. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has these words from Foreman and Clark Men's Store.
Oh, boy, guys, listen to this. Have we got a deal for you? We've got champion suits out there from Foreman and Clark. They're available in single and double-breasted models. You can now slip into a suit with a new high quality of standard and styling and quality low-price field. Widest selection of color and sizes in the upper Midwest, so come in this week. Come on upstairs and save. All other wool suits and top coats are $25 to $45 off, but you can get yourself in a beautiful new suit for just $40. So stop by Foreman and Clark. As Jack McKenna would say, five of the nicest guys I know. Foreman and Clark, 305 and a half West Superior Street, open Mondays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Officials at the 515th Air Defense Group at the Duluth Air Base say men from that unit will conduct gunnery practice on the United Northern Sportsman's Gunnery Range on Friday and next Monday. They warn people in the Island Lake area on those days to be careful not to enter the range area, which will be marked. And a big parade is set for GI Day tomorrow. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
23 Duluth military units will parade along Superior Street at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow as a climax of Armed Forces Day. The 47th Infantry Division Band will participate with high school bands and the 48th American Legion Locomotive. Opening the parade will be the prize-winning 515th Air Defense Group Base Drill Team. The parade starts at 6th Avenue West and ends at 3rd Avenue East. In the line of the march will be an all-services color guard, 101st AAA National Guard Operations Detachment, 47th Division Band, the 598th AAA Gun Battalion, National Guard, the Moose Lodge, 505 Drum and Bugle Corps, the 179th Fighter Interceptor Squadron, Air National Guard, the 16th Special Infantry Company, and Denfeld's High School Band. The observance will include open houses Saturday at the 515th Air Defense Group base at the Duluth Airport, where F-86D Sabre jets will be on display, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. And that, Tim, is the 6 o'clock news.
Lou Martin, Cappers, and by the way, thanks for that good health tip about not going for a stroll on the Island Lake Gunnery Range. Let's check the weather for this Wednesday, May 12, 1954. A cool night ahead, so keep that campfire nice and warm. The low tonight will be 30. And then warmer tomorrow with a high close to 60. And now, from the cream at the top of the top of the pops, from the stack of the back of the wax, here are the crew cuts and Shaboom on KUWS.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
And on in ding dong, na lang, na lang, na lang. Shaboom, ba do, ba do, ba do, ba ba. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart!
New this year, the crew cuts and Shaboom on KUWS.
Does anyone really care who's on the Superior State Prom Committee or where the Nelsons went on their honeymoon?
Boy, it sounds like the Colonel is having lots of fun picking interesting items rummage for his
sales.
Community
rummage
news.
Sales. I hate rummage sales. Unless they've got old guns and knives and axes and good stuff, a man can use it.
Hey, campers, if you're tired of fish from the campfire frying pan, head on over to the Regis Cafe in downtown Duluth. The prices are great. They've got a complete chicken dinner with French fry, potatoes, salad, toast, and beverage for just 95 cents. That's right, 95 cents for everything. And don't forget their lunches, 65 cents and up. The Regis Cafe, 319 East Superior Street, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Time for everybody's favorite, Perry Como. Don't let the stars get in your eyes on the Evening Gather Round Show.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons to change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. To be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love. You're the only one.
Look up the word relax in the dictionary, you'll see his picture. That's Perry Como, and Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes.
I mean, does it really matter who's the head of the Optimist Club? I mean, all that smiling, it just bugs me.
You're a pretty lousy shot at tossing the papers into the garbage can.
But he is pretty good at crumpling those pages, though.
Nice, tight balls make better projectiles. And who cares who's on the press club committee? Glenn Maxim from WEBC and Dennis Murphy from WDSM. They've even got some German on KDAL called Bill Kruger.
Newsmen make interesting items. Now let me introduce Mr. Cinto Westman with his new feature, Between Us.
That guy sounds like he lost a bet.
I did lose a bet to a girl, no less. I didn't see it coming. I should have seen it coming. How can you expect me to see that coming? I mean,
They warned me about this place. It's kind of chaotic.
It's been my cross to bear for almost 30 years.
Well, good evening, folks. These news notes are just between us. Duluth City Hall must be wondering when the Japanese are going to send us those trees they promised in exchange for that temple bell we sent back to Ohara. Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Grand Marais has adopted a new constitution, this time in English instead of Swedish. And this big news. Word is the Christian education classes in Duluth Public Schools will be eliminated next year.
That's an outrage. I bet you it's those godless commies.
Oh, good. Interruption during our new feature.
Well, more than 2,000 kiddies take the once-a-week class. But Christian education teachers say a lack of support by local churches may force them to cancel. So it's not godless commies this time.
Unless godless commies go to church.
Now that's really sinister. Really sinister and sneaky.
A year ago, the Henry Steinbrenner sank in Lake Superior. Now, 365 days later, the widows are still waiting. Word is they'll be lucky if the case goes to court this year. The widow of George Wiseman of South Range has five children. Two of her sons are now sailing on a Great Lakes freighter. Mrs. Wiseman says they're not afraid and their father wouldn't want them to be afraid. She says she was never afraid for her husband. A dress from Duluth was the first for Susu. Susu is a 5-year-old Zulu girl in South Africa. Helen Haig is the missionary there from Duluth. The dress was sent for Christmas, and it arrived just in time for Easter. Easter Eve services were cut short after 4.5 hours. Easter service itself went 10.5 hours. The Zulus must like their church. This is Cinto Westman, and between us, Lou?
We hope, in spite of everything, you'll be back.
Well, I may stick around for that guy's community news. Might be the first time it'll include cuss words.
Boy, wouldn't that be great?
I don't know what Harriet was thinking.
Okay, campers, Raffy's up next. Here's Johnny Ray's Big Hits Cry on the Evening Gather Round Show.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep getting bluer with each song, remember sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so let your head down and go on and cry. Sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky. So let your hair down and go right on, baby, and cry.
You know, he actually did that when he sang the song. He cried. That's Johnny Ray and Cry on KUWS. And now the long-awaited and much ballyhooed Colonel J.A. Buster Raffoli sitting in for Harriet Farig with the community news. Usually, Lou says, "My, you look lovely today."
Don't you dare.
I wouldn't think of it.
All right, people. Now listen up. I did find some stuff that isn't a total waste of radio time that Harriet insisted I read. So bear with me. It's called The Secrets of Charm by John Robert Powers. If wishes were horses, then beggars might ride, goes the saying. So if wishes were lithe, lovely figures, then every woman would be admired for her slim lines, grace, and poise. Social dancing, the waltz or the rumba, is an exercise in grace. You can do this at home, preferably without bothering your husband. Hum your own tune or let the radio or records provide that accompaniment for your rhythmic movements. What is there to gain? Grace and poise, essentially. Besides these, tightening your thighs, reducing your waist and hips, firming up your chest muscles, limbering up your entire body. This Powers guy, he's kind of getting a little filthy and smutty, I'm telling you. Well, it goes on. It continues. Here's a simple sequence that stretches out the midriff. I don't think Mrs. Rafferty has one of those. I'm not even sure what a midriff is.
That'd be her tummy.
That's the one part of her and me that doesn't need any more stretching. All right, listen up, ladies. He's got some weird exercise here, and I'm only going to say it once. So do as I say. All right? With the weight on your right foot, point the left toe. Lean your whole body backwards, sway easily to one side and then to the other, using your arms for balance. Now, swing to the left now, swing your arms to the right. Then reverse sides, bend to the right, swing your arms to the left. Stand straight again, follow the same sequence. Put your right foot forward with your weight on the left. I'm completely lost. I think half of you ladies out there have just broken something while the other half have dislocated something else because of this ding-dong routine. Now take it from the colonel. Do push-ups, jumping jacks, none of this swing, reverse, swing back, backward stuff, overhead flips. Next, it's prom time. Time to look dreamy in our frothy nylon tulle waltz-length formal. Rolls and rolls of Rocher, a filmy, detachable sole makes it irresistibly yours. Maize, pink, aqua, or blue. Double tulle skirt over rayon taffeta. See all our other breathtaking new bridesmaids and prom formals from $17.95 to $30. Glass block formal shop, second floor, downtown Duluth. Now what language was that? What's a Russia and a Tuffa? And am I swearing in some type of some foreign language or what?
You got me.
There's me.
Wow, all right. Well, one more article Harriet left for me, and it's titled, If Hubby's a Bear, Try a Gay Air. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. It goes on to say, if Hubby wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, start his day out with a bright breakfast mat for his dining. To make a gay breakfast mat with a gay tulip apple quee, cut 4 pieces of fabric, 14 by 20 inches, and allow 1 hem all the way around. Measuring careful, press hems. Use blind stitch attachment of your sewing machine to hem the mats neatly and quickly. The tulips and dots are of bright red cotton. The center leaf is dark green, and the 2 smaller leaves are green and white checkered gingham. This color arrangement may be varied according to the available material in your scrap bag. But good balance is achieved by having the darkest color for the center and the flower in the pot in different solid shades. Trace parts carefully on paper and cut for all placemats.
My mind is numb.
That's it. It's over. I've done my part. I can't be expected to do more. No man can.
It's okay.
This is just plain cruel. Cruel. Harriet made me say gingham. I don't even know what that is, but I hate the word gingham.
Well, she also made you say gay tulip and appliqué.
That is cruel.
Colonel, it'll be okay.
Oh, don't touch me.
More music, campers and campettes. Here's Patty Page and Allegheny Moon on the Tim Michaels Gather Round Show.
Allegheny Moon, I need your light to help me find romance tonight. So shine, shine, shine on tonight. Allegheny Moon, your silver beams can lead the way to golden dreams. So shine, shine, please shine, shine. High among the stars, so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny Moon, it's up to you, please see what you can do. Me. for my one and only love. So shine, shine, shine. The stars so bright above, the magic of your lamp of love can make him mine. Allegheny moon, it's up to you. Please see what you can do. For my one and only love. Shine on me tonight, Allegheny.
The Singing Rage, Miss Patty Page and Allegheny Moon on KUWS.
Why did Harriet make a wager with you, of all people?
What do you mean, me, of all people?
Yeah, what do you mean, him, of all people?
I didn't mean anything, except it doesn't make sense for her to bet with him, of all people.
What you're saying, if I don't miss my mark, and the Colonel never misses his mark, except for this one stupid bet with Miss Fuhag, is that of all the people around here, I'd be the least likely person for Miss Fuhlrig to make a bet. You make me sound like I'm a person who can't be trusted.
Let me help here, Lou. Look, Colonel, it's just that Lou can't imagine a scenario where Harriet would do something that she doesn't normally, and that's make a bet. What possible thing could have brought on this Armageddon?
A little over the top, but yes, that's what I mean.
Well, I didn't try to trick her or do anything underhanded. I just wanted her to round up, you know, a bunch of her girlfriends for the big dance this Saturday night at the VFW. And she said she needed to know more about the fellas who would be at the dance. And I said they were all swell guys, and I bet you we'll all have a great time.
How many dates were you trying to get Harriet to bring?
50, 60. Well, it's singles night, and some of the unmarried VFW guys aren't the greatest catch, so to speak. They kind of look like Beale Bailey or Julius Rosenblum.
Rosenberg.
In fact, a couple of them look like Ethel Rosenblum. But that's when Harriet got all sympathetic. She said it'd take a bit of time to get that many girls together, so would I do one of her community radio calendar shifts? I told her, not on my life. I did one of those things a couple of years ago, and it was a complete disaster.
So, after tonight, you're 2-for-2, a perfect record.
It did sting, now, didn't it? I tell you, I have no sense for these kind of things. Dancing tips just don't sound right coming from a colonel. So, she says she'll bet me that she can make a full turkey dinner with cornbread dressing and gravy, buttered peas, and sweet potatoes in 25 minutes. If she can do that, I'll have to work her shift and get wrist corsages for each of the girls. That's when that inner voice that warns me of trouble started shouting inside my head.
You have a voice that shouts at you inside your head?
Well, it saved my tail during the Great War more than once, and it bailed me out of some dicey situations with Mrs. Raffley. But this time I ignored it. I guess I've gotten used to that screaming voice over the years. In fact, it seems to be coming more and more often.
Oh, yeah? What does it yell?
It's telling you, it's yelling, Marlena Dietrich is saying, naughty buster, bad buster.
You have a sexy, smoky voice saying, naughty buster? That's cool.
It wasn't always Marlena Dietrich. At first it was Mary Pickford. Then Talking Pictures came out in the late 20s, and, well, Marlena, she came along.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It's weird, and I'm uncomfortable.
Well, I suppose it's time to put out the campfire, folks, but we'll be back same time, same campground, the good Lord willing, and the Colonel's inner voice doesn't become Jack Benny's. For Lou Martin and the Colonel Joe Buster Raffley, I am Tim Michael saying TTFN.
TTFN? What's that?
Ta-ta for now.
So how did Harriet cook a turkey dinner in 25 minutes?
She set me up like a bowling pin. It was one of those newfangled TV dinners.
Well,
it didn't taste too bad either. It'll come in handy if Mrs. Raffley is mad at me for having Marlena Dietrich's voice in my head instead of hers, and she won't cook dinner.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1954, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1954 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.